You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Kevin O'Malley and Paddy Aspel. It's Leicester, Redcar and Worcester on Tuesday afternoon. Perth and Galway will provide the action in the evening. So plenty to look forward to in both codes. And I'm joined in the studio by Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well indeed, Mark, and much looking forward to the St. Ledger meeting at Doncaster.
Yes, it gets underway on Wednesday, running through until Saturday, the final classic of the season. We've got a question about that in the Monday jury coming up, John, but are you looking forward to the action at Doncaster?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to the Doncaster Cup, particularly on the Friday. I want Clever Cookie to win for the first time this season.
Yeah, well, with the weather as it is, John, he might just get the ground in his favour.
He might do.
Mm. So, yeah. We've obviously got that to look forward to later on in the week. We're going to go through the questions in the Monday jury as well, and then we'll get John's thoughts for Tuesday coming up as well. It's second day in the row. You've done the podcast, John. We're getting our money's worth out of you.
Yes, absolutely. Again, keeping me busy, you are, Mark.
Yes. No better man for the job, though. That's what it is. Monday jury, then. First question. Who do you think will end up champion sprinter this year, John?
Yes, well, it depends, doesn't it, about trip. I mean, if it was a 5 furlongs, I would undoubtedly go for Mecca's Angel, who I thought was absolutely superb at York in the Nunthorpe, and in many ways deserves to be champion sprinter. But, of course, there is the champion sprint at Ascot on Champions Day, and many people will take that as being the judgment. That's over 6 furlongs, and over 6 furlongs, I think Mecca's Angel might... in fact, be just done. So over 6 furlongs, I suppose the distance for the champion sprinter rally, I think it is Limato v Quiet Reflection. And on July Cup running, it has to be Limato.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, John. Be interesting if those two do meet again, though, wouldn't it? Because the ground obviously went against Limato, so we didn't see that in the Haydock Sprint Cup, but it would have been an interesting battle between the pair, wouldn't it?
It would have been a tremendous battle, yes. And, you know, sort of lying about there, if you take the Haydock Sprint, is the Tin Man.
Yeah.
I mean, had he broken on terms, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah.
And if he were to, you know, go to Ascot for the Champion Sprint, get away from the stalls, absolutely spot on, you know, he might come into the argument. But I think overall, with ground more or less in his favour, you would have at this stage to go for Limato.
Yep, I would agree with that, John. Limato then. For John, second question towards the other end of the distance spectrum, who wins the St. Ledger? Well, we've got betting on site for the St. Ledger already. Idaho, 4-5 favourite at the top of the market there. 6-1 for Muntahar. Red Verdon, 9-1. 10-1 Houses of Parliament. Sword Fighter, 12-1. 16's Twilight Payment, 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a real warm favourite, John, in the shape of Idaho.
Well, it ought to be Idaho on form. I thought he was impressive at York. He's been very consistent throughout the season, will certainly stay the trip, the stable in grand form. The jockey Seamus Heffernan having a tremendous summer. All the boxes, using an awful cliche, are ticked. But I can still remember Shergar getting beaten in the St. Ledger, and it is, in fact, something of a minefield for really short-priced horses, Mark, and I certainly wouldn't be opening the wallet to put large sums of money on Idaho. He seems to be the best horse in the race on form, clearly, but there is this worry about the St. Ledger. Somehow it seems to catch hot favourites. The man who has a great record in the race, of course, is John Gosden, and Muntahar could be the one at 6-1.
Yeah, Muntahar 6-1 in the market there. John Gosden bidding for, is it a 5th success in the race this time?
Yeah, he's tremendous. And, you know, as far as I could see and hear, reports from Newmarket are that Muntahar has really improved since his win at Chester. And I wouldn't think he'd got to, you know, do an enormous amount to get into the frame. Using Andy Holding's term, he'd be nailed on as an each-way bet.
Yes. Wings of Desire, by the way, John Gosden's other runner who was originally in the ledger, no longer in the ledger.
No.
Going to aim for freshen him up for the late autumn. And Muntahar is John Gosden's only runner left in the St. Ledger. 6-1 second favourite, and a good each-way bet then, in the opinion of Lord Budden.
I think a fair bet. And, Red Verdun has also been very consistent, could easily get into the frame. But on form, you would have to go for Idaho.
Yeah. Who will you be rooting for in the Ledger Legends race, John, and why?
Well, it's very difficult. That I think when you're not certain what people are riding, but from the sort of modern legends as such, the two catch the eye have to be Richard Hughes and Joseph O'Brien. And I would go for Richard Hughes, who I've always had a tremendous regard for. And if he's on a decent horse, I think he'd be very hard to beat. He must be in pretty good form because, you know, he's been training throughout the year, and there is little question he'll have been working riding on the gallop, so he'll be fit, and he is an excellent tactician. So I'll root for Richard Hughes.
Yeah, it could be one last showdown between Richard Hughes and Joseph O'Brien, because both in the race, we've got that to look forward to. And Luke Harvey was seen in the race last year. It'd be quite something if he were to win the race, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. He said leg lock Luke to win. I mean, he'd really have to be on a fairly good horse, I think. But that would be a grand result. I mean, it would be a sort of Dale Gibson all over again result if Luke Harvey were to win. I feel rather boring about having gone for Richard Hughes, but I just feel that if he gets on a reasonable horse, he has to be hard to beat.
Yeah, it would be good to see him back in the saddle as well, won't it?
Yes.
So that comes up on Wednesday, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know when it is. Ledger Legends race on the Wednesday card, the first day of the St. Ledger Festival. Fourth question, John, how do you assess the Irish Champion Stakes at this stage? We do have some betting for the Irish Champion Stakes, I believe. Irish Champion Stakes, Minding 15-8 favourite, Harzand 3-1, Almanzoris 5-1, 6-1 for New Bay, Fascinating Rock 7-1, Highland Reel 7s, 8s for Found, and 14s or bigger for the others. Bit of news with regards to the two Dermot Weld ones, Harzand and Fascinating Rock. Dermot Weld says they will meet each other if the ground is okay, by the sounds of things. And then you throw Minding into the mix as well, John. You've got the Oaks winner against the Derby winner. It will be a great race to look forward to that.
It looks as though it's going to be an absolutely thrilling race, but Marco quite right. Ground conditions will determine the final lineup. At this stage, I see no reason why Harzand should not win. I thought that he was a really perfectly sound Derby winner. He's got a pedigree which is as blue-blooded as certainly mine is red. And if the ground is suitable and he runs, he's surely got to be very hard to beat. So is Minding. I mean, Minding's been absolutely tremendous. But I just wonder whether fillies can go on throughout the season at the same level of excellence as Minding has shown. The freshest horse to me is Harzand, and if he gets his conditions, I think he'll go well. And the French Derby winner's also got to come into the mix.
So Harzand for you at the moment, John?
Yeah, Harzand would be my choice at the moment.
OK, fifth question. With 6 weeks to go in the jockey's title, Crowley or D'Souza? Betting now heavily back in the favour of Jim Crowley, who's 2-5. Silvestre D'Souza 7-4. It's been yo-yoing for the last couple of weeks now, John.
Yeah, if you go back a few days, in fact, you will find that Silvestre D'Souza, on the strength of a succession of winners, was odds-on favourite again.
Yeah.
But in the last two or three days, the momentum has swung right back to Jim Crowley. My heart wants Silvestre D'Souza to win, because I just feel that he hasn't had a real good run of the race during the season. That lengthy suspension, of course, on the Tottingham system, and one or two horses who haven't quite run as well as expected, but he'll try right to the very, very last breath. Jim Crowley, though, is in tremendous form, and the momentum is definitely swung to him, and I just feel that Tony Hind is a very astute agent. And he appears to be getting Jim Crowley on outside rides of real ability. And Jim is doing his best to win on those and has a very good strike rate. And I think Tony Hine's expertise as an agent will probably ensure that Jim Crowley does win.
Okay. narrowly leaning towards Jim Crowley, though, as you mentioned, though, John. I think it will go down to the wire. Sylvester D'Souza's not going to chuck the towel in, is he? So
he will not. No, he will not haul up the white flag. And were the battle to go on, as of course it should do, Mark, till November, then I think Sylvester could well be back there. But time is running out, and at the moment I think the balance has swung for Jim Crowley.
Yep, just 6 weeks to go in the jockey's title. Final question, question number six. Give us a horse away from the bright lights who's caught your eye recently, John.
Well, it's just over a month ago, but I thought Intisar was extremely unlucky not to win the Great St. Wilfrid for David O'Mara. And the lady rider did absolutely nothing wrong on board, but in a really tight finish, if Danny Tudhope had been on board, I think Intisar might well have pinched that race. The form of the Great St. Wilfrid is working out really well, and I'm looking forward to seeing Intisar run in a decent handicap before long.
Okay, into Saab then for John in that one. That's the Monday jury then from the Racing Post for another week. We'll leave that there and we'll get stuck into Tuesday's racing then. John's got four races prepared for us on the Tuesday. We'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, we'll spin through these in time order. The first of them is the 3:30 at Leicester. This is a Class 4 handicap. It's over the extended mile and three furlongs. It's for three-year-olds and older. We've got a field of eight to go to post here, John. And some unexposed three-year-olds down towards the bottom there, which could be interesting. You've also got Rocksteady, who's another three-year-old with a little bit more experience in there. Do you think the younger generation will hold sway here, John?
I think they probably will, Mark, yes. It's a pretty competitive race for Leicester. Right at the top, we've got a horse that always runs well here, English Summer. But with Sammy Jo Bell out of action, she used to ride this horse and ride it very well. Also top weight, I think it's going to be difficult. Al is a question mark horse in the race for Luca Cumani. On some bits of form, Al has got a really top-class chance in this race. But my goodness, he was a pretty disappointing 6-4 on favourite at Newmarket last time out, finishing 6-6. He's got to recover a bit. Then we have Most Celebrated. Don't quite know what to think about that. He's trained by Sidebin Saror, you see. And although Godolphin have had a very good year, poor Syed has been struck, obviously, with some kind of viral infection in the yard, and his horses simply haven't run up to scratch. Still, Most Celebrated didn't run badly in the better class race at Newbury last time. Finally beaten by Stars Over the Sea, who's a decent animal, eight lengths. I think, you know, the stable's still a question mark over. So by process of elimination, we come to the three-year-old that I like, and this is Rocksteady. I think Roger Charlton's horses are in very reasonable shape at the moment. George Baker rides particularly well for the stable, always has done. He's got an excellent strike weight recently for Roger Charlton, and I think this horse has run well enough at Windsor to suggest that he's going to go very difficult. It'd be very hard to beat here. I liked his Cape Blanco performance, for example. So Rocksteady is the choice.
Rocksteady then the choice for Lord Budden in the 3:30 at Leicester. Moving on to the 3:50 at Redcar next. This one is a Class 4 handicap over a mile. It's for three-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 16 here, John. So each way terms 1, 2, 3 and 4. And plenty of value in there if you can find it. What do you like in that, John?
Yes, plenty of value. That is a bit of a worry, I think, Mark. But there are a number of Redcar specialists in this race. And one or two other horses who have, you know, run well at Redcar in the past and then not so well the next time they have been. Coming into that category is an old favourite of mine, Ruth Carr's horse, Victoire de Lifar. I say it with slight difficulty because I desperately wanted Moonlight Navigator to win a race at Ayr about a month ago, and I said before the race, the one horse who surely can't win this contest in heavy ground over a mile is Victoire de Lifar. What happens, of course, Moonlight Navigator looks all over the winner, and then Victoire de Lifar comes and does him inside the last half furlong. Since then, he's run rather poorly here at Redcar, but he is a grand old number, and he could come back to form. Mark Johnston's got Beardwood in the race with Franny Norton on board. That could be involved. And the two I thought who might come and actually fight out the finish are, first of all, Puma Floor, who represents Richard Whittaker, who couldn't do anything right at all until about 10 days ago. And since then, the pendulum has swung completely in his favour. And Puma Floor ran a decent race last time out and was second, and with the stable suddenly striking form, could even go one better. But I'm going to stick with Shamahart. He's a grand old warrior at Redcar, loves a straight mile, and as long as the ground doesn't get too soft, I think he's got a big chance. He's won at Redcar this season, also at Nottingham. Beverly doesn't really suit, and he didn't run too badly. He finished sixth, not beaten all that far. So I'll go for Shamahart.
Shamahart, then, the selection for Lord Budden in that race at Redcar. Back to Leicester we go for their 4 o'clock next. This is a Class 3 handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. A field of 9 will go to post for this one, John. And we've got some in-form runners in here, the likes of Cricklewood Green, who arrives here chasing the hat-trick. Menai also in winning form. And in the red, an interesting runner for Richard Hannon, returning from a long absence. But did win his last two starts at the back end of last year. So quite an interesting race, this, John.
Yes, it's a very interesting race. And obviously, In the Red is a particularly intriguing contender. But the current form would suggest that he's got to do a little bit first time out. Cricklewood Green has to go well, could easily complete a hat-trick for Sylvester Kirk, whose horses have been in really good form. Menai's another one. But I thought this could be between two horses in the race. One, a real old loyalty favourite, and the other a coming from Sir Michael Stout's stable, which is in great shape at the moment. That is, of course, Muzdam. Ryan Moore rides for Sir Michael Stout, but this horse was actually a bit disappointing at Yarmouth last time out. He was possibly not in the right place, but he didn't actually pick up with a great deal of sort of aplomb. So I'm going for loyalty here. Bertie Whittle does deserve to win a race of this particular calibre, and he's been running really well. He's got a £5 claimer on board today to take a few valuable pounds off the back, and he was second to Certificate at Doncaster in certainly as good a race as this last time out, and we know that Certificate has come out to win again. So the form has been franked. Come on, Bertie Whittle.
Yes, that form franked last time. Bertie Whittle, the selection for Lord Budden. And he's coming back down towards a winning mark as well, isn't he? He's on his way back down.
He is on his way back down, yes. And he's been a desperately unlucky horse not to won a race of this calibre over the past two seasons.
Bertie Whittle in the selection for John in the 4 o'clock. And the final race we look at is a little bit of jumping to finish with, 6:40 at Perth. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2.5 miles. 5 of them in the lineup here, John. One or two of these with a few more letters than numbers next to the name. It's not the most straightforward race to figure out, but I suppose Riot Moore, for that reason, will be on a lot of people's shortlists. Arrives here in winning form, even though he is 11 years of age now. He's probably got the best form in the race at the moment.
I think so. And, you know, the Gordon Elliott train chaser will be very hard to beat here. I think will start at an almost unbackable price. He'll certainly be a warm favourite and equally certainly will run pretty well, give his supporters an excellent run for their money. But, you know, going to Perth and over the past sort of 6 months or so of the season, Fergal O'Brien has been quite a trainer to follow. And I thought his horse here, Tangolan, had got a definite chance down at the bottom. Receives a stone from Realtmore, is of course quite considerably younger, has got Paddy Brennan on board, and the trainer is in pretty good nick. And when he sends horses up to Perth, they always need a second look. So although Realtmore will almost certainly start a short price favourite and has got a great chance of winning again for Gordon Elliott, I will go with Tangolan to give Paddy Brennan a winner.
All right, just out of interest, John, Gordon Elliott's got two runners in this race. Would you say Richard Johnson would have had the pick of the two?
I would have thought so, yes.
See, he's got on Mountain King, who we'll obviously know from when he was trained by Philip Hobbs.
Yes.
And Henry Brook rides Riyadh Mahr. I just wondered if there were anything you could read into that tongue tie on for the first time as well for Mountain King.
Well, I think we read the fact that Richard Johnson knows Mountain King well,
yeah,
and therefore has decided to go for Mountain King, who's also got age on his side a bit. But, you know, Henry Brook has a remarkable strike rate on the horses he rides for Gordon Elliott. It's, you know, well up in the sort of 20 to 30, if not a little bit more, strike rate percentage. So I wouldn't read too much into it, quite apart from the fact that, as you say, Richard Johnson is riding very well at the moment. Sam Twiston Davis must be grinding his teeth a bit.
Yeah, yeah, it looked like Sam Twiston Davis was just giving a bit of a slip in the race, didn't it, at first?
Yes.
In the jockey's title, but Richard Johnson in fine form once again. Tangolan, though, the selection for Lord Budden there, the Fergal O'Brien runner in the 6:40 at Perth. Superb work, John. Let's just have a little bit of a quick summary then before you go, if you'll just relay your selections for us one more time.
Well, in the 3:30 at Leicester, we go for Rock Steady for the Charlton Yard, Roger Charlton and George Baker. In the 3:50 at Redcar, the choice will be an old favourite, Shammer Hart. Back to Leicester for the 4:00 and a real old favourite here, Bertie Whittle, to make use of a decent mark. And then in the 6:40 at Perth, which is a tricky little race, really, I'm going for Tangolan.
Excellent, John. Been a pleasure once again. Thank you very much and enjoy it on Tuesday.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Perhaps we get the odd winner.
Hopefully so. That's Lord John Budden's thoughts then for Tuesday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Myself, Mark Walton, will be in the studio with Kevin O'Malley and Paddy Aspel. It's Leicester, Redcar and Worcester in the afternoon and Perth and Galway in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.